This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
It is the Capricorn Adventure, right? As you know, man, it's time for us to introduce you to an artist from the province who is doing exceptionally and amazing work, man. It is Limpopo's next big thing. And if you are a Limpopo musician who has their music registered, what you can do is understand that this is for you right now. What you need to do is send through your profile to music at capricornfm.co.za. That is music at capricornfm.co.za. Do not forget to include the hashtag, which is hashtag Limpopo's next a big thing, right in the subject line. And we could be featuring you in the next month. So today is no different. I'm actually so excited, man, because I'm joined in studio by Motewa. And I hope I said that right, because wow. You know,
yeah,
Unarine, professionally known as JR Player. He's a South African singer, songwriter, vocalist, record producer, and entrepreneur, born and raised in Chikudini village in Thohoyandou. So I need the Bembe district, man, to make some noise for the boy. He's no stranger to the Capricorn FM family. Last year, his song Chibiri peaked at number one on the Limpopo Big Five. And today, we get to be with him in person, man, right? So, JR Player, my brother, Ndaba Kurumini Pids.
Hinda, King Bash. How you doing, bro?
No, I'm clean, my bro. You good?
Yeah, I'm so good. I'm so good.
All right, before we take this conversation any further, right, I need to understand the name JR Player. Did you get this name because, you know, you play the girls? Or is it anything? Does it reference anything to music?
No, it's I used to be a dancer when I was young.
Oh, okay.
So the name JR comes from the dancer who used to dance for Athama Fukate, the king of Kwaito.
Okay.
So I used to dance, so my brother gave me that name JR. So when I was growing, we just released this other song, saying baby I'm a player, something like that. We were young, so people started calling me player, so I saw it right now. This is my full name, so I have to call myself JR Player because people started calling me player.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And it didn't disrupt your relationships?
Girls need to understand this is business.
We make money
business. Yeah,
I mean, I hear that you got into the music industry, you know, fairly young. I mean, at 12 years old you dropped your first song in grade 7.
Yeah.
And how has, you know, your family been taking all of this at a young age? I mean, speaking of, you know, already making your mark in the music industry so young.
Yeah, it was never simple because they never saw hope, you know. But then, because I was growing, my music was also growing.
Uh-huh.
So back then, it was not simple for me. And they didn't understand that I need to go and attend shows at late times, you know.
Mm.
So, it was not that simple.
It's tough.
But I'm glad today I made it out and they know the boy's doing well.
He's doing well.
So, yeah.
No, man, big shout out for that. Big shout out to the folks as well. And I mean, since you started so young, if you were not making music, what would you see yourself doing?
I'm not only a musician.
Okay.
Currently, I'm studying at Val.
Oh, okay.
I'm studying Bachelor of Education.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a teacher.
So, look, if and I know it's not, there's no way it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
So, if this doesn't work out, you're going to be umurutishi.
Yeah.
Menier maongwa.
Yeah, I mean, JR Player,
No, the kids must watch out. But anyway, man, one thing I've also noticed is how close, you know, the knit music community is in Venda, right?
Yeah.
And you guys always seem to be helping, you know, each other out with the features, you know, showing each other support for each other's events and so much more, right? How important is it, you know, to have a community like that as a musician who's trying to make it in the industry?
No, I think with us as Venda people, our tribe is not like really up there.
Mm, mm.
No, it is not many artists who are representing us.
Mm.
So that's why we help each other. We collaborate because we still need to go far.
Yeah.
So collaborating is better than competition.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we believe.
We believe
we need to help each other to grow.
I like that.
I like that.
I really do like that, man. And tell me about, you know, some of these challenges that you seem to have or you seem to face in the industry.
Currently, I cannot complain about the fan base because I'm getting there.
100%.
But then when it comes to features, finding yourself being featured by big artist or me featuring a big artist. Mm. That's the only challenge that I'm facing, you know. Mm. But then hopefully this year, my management will arrange that. Uh-huh. I hope this year we're going to win. Yeah. We're going to win big features. We're going to be producing good music videos. We're going to be on TV. Uh-huh. We're going to be everywhere.
100%. So, I love that you're manifesting. You're saying, you're speaking that into existence as well. You know? And yes, we are still hanging out with Venda's finest, Limpopo's next big thing, JR Player. My brother, beautiful song over there.
I give thanks.
Yeah, no.
It's too much.
No, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, too much is, yo, no, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, And this is why I need us to touch base on this, right? I mean, your music has a different feel to it, right? So, I hear the different elements, you know. I need you to take me through the creation process, you know. What gets into you creating the song, the lyrics, maybe even the beat. Like, what gets you motivated until you get to that final point where you're like, you know what?
Okay.
This is it.
Yeah, you know, I love much about storytelling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love love songs. I love R&B. I love Afro pop. So whenever you play the beat of Afro pop or R&B, I will just sing, man. I always have words. I always have something to say.
Mm.
'Cause I'm always learning every day. 100%. I saw some people's challenges.
Yeah.
So when I saw some people's challenges, I learned and I say, oh, this is something that I need to talk about.
Wow.
People need to hear something like this because there are a lot of people out there. They're going through a lot.
100%.
So I should drop a music which is going to motivate those people who are going through a lot.
Yeah.
A music which is going to heal everyone who's going through a lot, you know?
All right. Yeah. So this player, but this should be JR Lava. You sound like a lava, you know?
Yeah,
not only what people think is not what they see, man. I mean, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, big ups for that. So let's talk a bit about the EP Shikwembu, right?
Yeah.
How did that come about and what is the message that you want, you know, the listener to get from that album?
No, okay. The message behind the album Shikwembu is that album, it's my prayer. Like I released it on December, knowing Uri is gonna be January 2024. So I was just praying to God, I'm going to 2024, bless me with everything I need, guide me, you know. I was seeking for guidance, from God. And I was giving thanks for everything that you have done for me, you know, appreciating everything that I have currently.
All right.
So, yeah.
So basically, even when I listen to the album, it's I know it's more about you and appreciating God.
Yeah.
But maybe it will get me to that realization of maybe how blessed I am as well.
Yeah.
Throughout the journey of life, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Dope, man. I mean, you've got the likes of Mizofil on there, Unari, and you know, just to name a few. And as I mentioned before, man, you know, it seems like you guys have a solid and tight clique, you know.
Yeah.
But when putting together a project, how do you decide? You know that, you know what, who goes on which song and who goes where? And how do you decide on the features?
Yeah, I know my brothers.
Yeah.
I know when I record a song, I know, I can feel it right. No, I need Mizofil on this one.
Okay.
Because they have their different contents, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Unarine, he's a preacher. Mm. So that's why I featured him on those songs that I was talking to God. Then the next song that I featured Mizofil is a love song. It's a love song vibes. Mizofil, when it comes to that, I know him.
Uh-huh.
I know him. He's too much.
So you need to have that, you know, that knowledge when it comes to the people you're actually featuring.
Yeah.
So that they can be able to actually, you know what, complement the song entirely. Because you can't just say, hey, King Bash, since you have a following, come through, let's do a song, especially on a specific song.
Yeah.
So it can't work like that, actually.
Obvious.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is, you know, the only last Friday, the second month of the year. And already, man, this year you've dropped... I need you to help me on this.
Yeah.
Manda Manzi.
Yeah, a Valentine song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a love song with Asa T.
All right. So what is 2024 looking like for JR Player musically? I need you to paint a picture of 2024. The same way you mentioned that, you know what, you've been speaking to God, you've been getting into the spirits. I need you to actually paint a picture of 2024 for JR Player.
No, I have told myself this year, January to June, I'm going to be dropping Afrobeats, hip-hop, and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then after June to December, I'm coming back with Amapiano. So I have another song which is coming out on the 1st of March. The name of the song is I Cried.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heartbreaking song. So after that, I'm going to drop my my album.
Oh, okay.
10 years playing album. Because I've been singing for 10 years. I've been here for 10 years. So
shout out.
I need to appreciate that. So I need to drop something for that big thing.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'm going to drop my album. It's going to be my third album.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, 10 year playing album.
Amazing stuff. Before I let you go, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. So since you're going to release, is it hip hop? It's Amapiano and Afropop.
Yeah.
Afrobeats, right?
Yeah.
So I need you to tell me, if you were to get an opportunity to work with one artist, popular artist in each genre, who would it be and why?
Hip hop, I would love to work with MT.
How did I know that? I do not know why I knew you.
MT, hey, he's raps, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's cultural.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It's cultural, and whatever that he says on his songs,
yeah,
you will get motivated, bro.
I hear you.
Definitely you will get motivated. That's what I love about MT.
Okay.
He's not just rapping.
For the sake of it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. He's from the bottom of his heart.
Yeah.
You can see and you can tell. You know, so that's one thing I love about MT, and I wish to work with him this year.
Uh-huh.
So Amapiano, I would like to work with Amos.
Hmm.
Yeah, Amos. That one.
Talented. To a,
yeah,
a
talented.
Degree, to the last degree.
I'm learning from him every day. So, yeah.
So, he's your guy.
You don't know, but he's my mentor. He's
like
my
that.
Mentor,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it yet.
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's my mentor.
All right, all right. Yeah. The last one, where are we?
The last one, where Afrobeats.
Yeah.
This is going to be big, man.
Uh-huh.
I really wish to work with Chris Brown.
Uh-huh.
On an international level.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy, yo, I don't know. But I really wish to collaborate with him.
Yeah.
I don't know how, I don't know when, but I wish.
You know what?
But I know it's going to happen.
You know, we have a lot of, well, not Chris Brown, but we have a lot of these artists that obviously come through and we interview them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never know what could happen.
Obviously.
I love the fact that I asked you these questions knowing that at the end of the year, or maybe 2025,
yeah,
we'll come back and revisit this conversation to say, with that plan that we had, or with those, you know, the words that you set out on air, did any of that manifest? And then you never know where that can come in handy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I said it, just so that we can actually see how far it can go. But my brother, thank you so much for coming through. All the best. Who would you like to maybe send a shout out to?
Big shout out to everyone in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
And big shout out to my niggas from Venda.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Big shout out to Bomizo Phil, Wasati. Big shout out to everyone that I'm working with, Varacha Kale. Big shout out to Tanki, the music. I came with him today.
Aha. Uh-huh. You know what, man? All the best. We know you're headed to big things, bigger things, right?
Yeah.
You're truly Limpopo's next big thing. We know that for sure. So all the best, my brother. Do have a great weekend further, yeah?
Yeah, I give thanks, brother.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.